Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. A little bit of snow in the forecast for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but it is December. And what would it be like if we'd had a green Christmas? No, we want some white stuff, so let's hope it is stuff that's easy to take care of, make your yard look beautiful, and it will make everything look festive for the holidays. This morning I want to give you a few ideas of some of the great house plants that you can give as a holiday gift and something that you can do. I know a lot of you don't want to buy the plants now, bring them home and take care of them for a week or a little bit more, but I'd be willing to bet that if you go down to your local nursery or garden center that sells tropical plants and hanging plants of all types, that you could buy them now and they could hold them for you, and then a couple days before Christmas you could go down, pick them up, bring them home, and that would be a lot less that you would have to do. They'd get them all foiled, they'd get them all wrapped, you could write the cards and you let them know when you're coming. They'll sleeve them, and then you just pick them up, bring them home, and you can keep them in the sleeves for a couple of days. After all, when the tropical plants that are in the greenhouse now, a lot of them are grown in Florida, put on a tractor trailer, shipped to where you're buying your plant. Some of them grow their own, but you know, normal house plants, floor plants, are all grown in Florida and brought up in a heated tractor trailer. And I'm sure if you purchase several plants, they could put them aside and take care of them for you so that when you're ready to go, they're ready and everybody is happy. So I want to give you a few ideas of things that you can look at and give you some ideas of plants that would do well in people's homes. Now, if it's an average home keeping temperatures around 65 and they're looking for hanging plants to put in the windows, there's some wonderful, easy to take care of plants. So let's start with some of the basics. Number one selling hanging plant is the spider plant. And the spider plant comes with a green with a white edge, or a green edge with a white center. So there are two, flip-flop. Both of them are easy to grow. The one with the green center and the white edge is normally a little bit darker, while the one with the white center and the green edge is paler in color, but seems to be hardier and a little bit stronger. Now, during the winter months, the spider plant can go in a full sun window. So it can get a window that faces east and get the morning sun all day and then bright light the rest of the day. And you can go in a south-facing window, get sun most of the day directly on it, and then again in a west window where it's going to get midday to the end of the day sun. During May through September, these plants are going to need more indirect light, so they won't be able to take a hot south-facing window. But for the winter months, all of your hanging plants, all of your floor plants can take direct sun all day long. So if you don't want to move them, spider plant is easy to take care of. Nice foliage, a plant that cascades down, produces foliage up and down the stem. Also, some little white blossoms every now and then. And it will produce a runner that's about the thickness of a piece of spaghetti. And little babies, or pups, they're called, will grow on the ends of these spaghetti-like strands that will cascade down the sides of the pots. And what you need to look at is when the little pups have a root system that forms at the base of the foliage, and the foliage will be in a whirl. And once the foliage produces a root about an inch in length, and it will be short, kind of a cream-colored, air-type root growing in a cluster just below the foliage, it will easily pull off the main stem. And all you need is a fresh bag of soil. Put two or three of these pups in the pot, giving them some room. If it's a 4-inch pot, I would put two or three, depending on the size of the little baby. If it's a hanging basket that you would like to make, I would put 5, 6, maybe 7 of the little pups in an 8-inch hanging basket. Just push them in. A little bit of Osmocote fertilizer. Keep the soil moist. Water as needed. Now remember, the roots are not formed yet because these are like a rooted cutting. So take your index finger, push it in, 2 knuckles. If it's moist, leave it alone. And what I do on all my houseplants, start off the New Year's right. On New Year's Day, I fertilize all my houseplants. And what I use is a little pellet called Osmocote. And it's a timed-release pellet. Looks like a BB. And you use according to the size of your pot. Sprinkle it over the surface of the pot evenly. Scratch it in with your fingertips. Water, and it will settle in. And for the next 3 to 4 months, every single time you water that plant, a little bit of fertilizer will bleed through the skin of the pellet, and your plant will be fed. So if you're watering the plant on a weekly basis or every 10 days, then that plant will be fed every single 10 days. And I like this method because I don't have to say, when did I feed it last? When did I take the miracle grow? When did I take the blooming and rooting and feed all my houseplants? I look at the calendar and I write Osmocote. And I know that on January 1st, I fed all my plants. Then I will turn the page January, February, March to April 1st. And April 1st, I will write feed the houseplants. And that tells me to do it. It saves a lot of work. You'll get uniform feeding of your houseplants. They do much, much better all winter long. And you'll find that you'll be a lot happier. Now, spider plants have one main problem. And that problem is if your town where you live adds fluoride to the water, and quite a few towns do now, just make a phone call to the town hall and they can tell you, the fluoride will turn the end of the spider plant brown. Nothing you've done wrong, doesn't matter how often you water it, it's the fluoride in the water that they put to help the kids with their teeth. So what you do is this. If you know you're going to water, let's say on Sunday during the program, you take your tea kettle, you take a container, like a pitcher, and you fill it full of water from the tap. You take a big wooden spoon, beat that container so that the water will make bubbles. And by agitating the water, it will bring the fluoride gas that's in the water to the surface. Or, in the tea kettle, fill it the night before, leave it open, or even fill the container the night before. And when you get up in the morning, you look at the vase or the container, and all the bubbles have built up on the side, and those are the gas bubbles of the fluoride. Whip it up, they escape. You water your houseplants, and guess what? There's no more damage to the foliage of your spider plants. They stay green, they stay healthy, and all you did was get the gas out. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. We're getting close to the holidays, and I want to give you some ideas of plants that would make a great gift for the garden. We touch a little bit on the wondering on the spider plant. Spider plant, 60 to 70. They don't like it when you get down 55 or colder. You'll get spotting on them. Spider plants are also very clean, so the only insect that you may find, and if you look at the leaf, you touch it and it feels sticky. Look on the stems, the long cascading stems with the babies on them, and the foliage, for the possibility of a little brown bump, or maybe a little bit of cotton. The cotton is called mealy bug, and the little bumps are called scale. And both can be cleaned from the plant very easily with a little bit of rubbing alcohol on a Q-tip or a Kleenex or a paper towel. A general purpose house plant spray will do the same thing. Another great plant is a Swedish ivy. Again, it's a plant that comes in different colors, different shades rather, dark green, green and white. And it's a great plant for a new gardener, somebody who just bought a new home and they want something that's easy to take care of. They do tend to grow a little wider than a spider plant, more dense. And they do have a little white flower clusters during the end of the winter months towards the early spring. But very easy to take care of. Go easy with the water. All of these houseplants, less water is best. You're better off dry than you are wet. So, Swedish ivy, spider plants, great plant. Then, if you want a little bit of color, there's a series of plants in the family called the Wandering Jew. And you can buy them that are green and white, the same color as a Swedish ivy or the spider plant, that light lime green color. You can buy a deep green and white. You can buy purple and white. And then other assorted colors. Like the spider and the Swedish ivy, the Wandering Jew is easy to take care of. It does tend to begin to grow horizontally. And then as the branches get longer, they'll cascade down. And very easy to grow. Use the Osmocote. Use the same windows we've talked about. Water as needed. And all three of these plants will do very, very well in any window of your house. Spider-more airy, wandering Jew, and Swedish ivy, broader spreading. So they'll fill up a window a lot faster. Now, if your house is hot and it's dry, there are two plants that will do real well, and they look similar. One is the philodendron, and it's the hot leaf, and it's deep, deep green, and there's also a deep green with a white to yellow stripe in it. And this is a plant that can grow almost in your closet. It's that easy. And the second one is called a pothos. And pothos, you have several choices of foliage color. Green and white, or one that has more white and less green. I would suggest the one that has more green and less white, because the green is the portion of the plant. It's where all the energy is made. And for most people, the darker green with a little bit of green or even some yellow tends to be easier to take care of. Again, same growing conditions during the winter. Water as needed. Use the Osmocote so that they get fed steady all winter long. And they will do very, very well for you. Now, out of these plants, they will all grow in all types of heat, whether it's a forced hot air system, a wood stove system, or your hot water system. And they're almost foolproof. So think about this as a wonderful present for a new gardener or somebody who would like a little bit of foliage and color for the winter season.
Fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent God Club. We're trying to give you some ideas of some plants that would make good gifts for godness. And we've talked about the spider plant, the wandering Jew, the Swedish ivy, the philodendron, the pothos, and a couple of others that are almost foolproof and really tough. English ivy. Beautiful English ivy, and you can buy varieties of English ivy, large leaf, small leaf, crinkled leaf, leaves that are almost like fingers, crinkled or rippled type foliage, and these will grow anywhere. So they're easy to take care of. There's no insect, and the English ivy will tolerate a home that gets on the cool side. Sometimes you get somebody that keeps their house cool, and you try and put a Swedish ivy, and it won't take it. But the English ivy will tolerate cool temperatures, down to 50 degrees. So if you know somebody that likes plants, they keep their house cool, or they have older windows that seem to be a little drafty, the English ivy is the plant to go. Now, the English ivy does have a chance of getting an insect called spider mite. So when you're at the nursery, I want you to look at the leaf, especially the underside of the foliage. Look for the possibility of a web, like a spider web. If you see that, stay away from it. Okay? You want a nice, clean leaf. But it does get spider mite, not normally during the winter, but when you start to get hot, humid days. So it would be a good one. If you're looking for something a little unusual, there's a plant that I like. It's very unique. It's called String of Pearls. And it looks like little strings of pea-shaped foliage. They're round. And it's like peas hanging opposite each other on a string. They cascade down. They're very, very unique looking. And will give your window a lot of character. And easy to take care of in that 60 to 70 degree range. And the plant itself doesn't spread. It just drapes over the side of the pot, dangles down, and will cascade 3 feet or more. What I do is I let it cascade to about 18 inches. When it gets to be 2 feet, I cut it back to maybe 15 inches long, take the pieces that I cut, and lay it on the top of a new pot of soil. And just laying on top of the soil, they'll make a root system, and you'll get a brand new plant from it. So it's called a String of Pearls. And they're beautiful and different looking because the foliage is round, about the size of your average garden pea. Another one, it's got a lot of character. It's called a rosary vine. And the rosary vine will produce a grayish leaf, and foliage and the shape of the plant looks like a rosary that you would take to church with you. And it's a plant that loves heat. A south-facing window all year long. The more sun, the better. The hotter it is. It will even grow in the room where you have a wood stove and you don't have a lot of humidity in the air. It's that type of a plant. It's a rough plant to kill because it's that strong. Now, you've all heard of a jade plant. There is a cascading jade. And it grows similar to the Swedish ivy. The leaf is more rounded, but not thick like your common jade plant. And it's a plant that's very easy to take care of, grows like a Swedish ivy, wide, and then will cascade over, medium green foliage, and will grow in a room with a wood stove where it's hot, dry, and plants have a difficult time to grow. Now, the last hanging plant I want to tell you about is the fern. And whether it's a Boston fern or any of the fancy leaf ones, to be really truthful to you, during the winter months, they have a tough time living in your home. If you have forced hot air heat or a wood stove, don't even think about buying a Boston fern. Because the humidity level in your home will be very dry. The plant will not tolerate it. It will start to turn yellow on the inside of the plant and then brown. And then when you go to move the plant or water, it will shed and it makes a mess and it thins out. Boston ferns are great if you have regular baseboard heat, if you can mist the plant on a regular basis. But personally, the ferns, I have not done well in my home during the winter months because of the humidity level. You know, the heat's running all day, sun's coming in through the window, it's warming it up, and also, if you're hanging a Boston fern near a window, and you're watching the news, and the forecast is saying, okay, folks, we're going to get down low tonight. Temperatures could get down into the teens, could get down to the single numbers, or even below. And if you don't have the newer windows that are, rated for colder temperatures, they're not drafty, don't worry about it. But if you've got older windows and you can feel a draft, take the hanging baskets down from the windows so they won't get that draft. Put them on the table in the middle of the room in the morning, put them back up, but it really does help. And ferns with drafty windows do not do well at all. So stay away from the ferns. So it gives you some good ideas of hanging plants that you can keep in a window. Now, floor plants, the easiest, probably the best, the easiest to take care of is a plant called a Chef Lara. And there are two types. There is the common Chef Lara that in time will probably grow to your ceiling. And there is the compact Chef Lara. It will grow in neighborhood of 3 to 4 feet. Foliage looks very similar. The dwarf one is definitely smaller leaf. The larger one will have a leaf around 8 to 10 inches in length. The dwarf, 4 to 6 inches. The dwarf grows like a mushroom cap. The standard Chef Lara is more upright growing with leaves that have a 12-inch stems and then 5 to 7 leaflets that are oval in shape. It looks like an umbrella almost. But the Chef Lara is probably the easiest of all of the houseplants. So if it's a new gardener and you want to buy them something that they can take care of and have good success, that's a good one. Philodendron. And you can buy a philodendron that is in the shape of your hand. They're more spreading. Not upright growing, more spreading. You can buy a philodendron that will grow as a vine on a piece of bark. And what they would actually do is take a pot, put a slab of bark, 3, 4, 5 feet tall, and then put 5, 6, 7 of the big hot leaf philodendron. The leaf itself will grow anywhere from 8 to 12 inches, and sometimes larger, in length and diameter, deep green color, and they'll grow in bright light, the full sun. And something that you'll probably enjoy watching during the winter months, the plant is called a split leaf philodendron. During May through September, the leaves that form as they unravel and you look at this heart-shaped leaf, you'll see little notches cut in it. And the more humid your home is during the summer, the more splits you will have in the leaf. During the winter months, when you're not getting the humidity, when the furnace is on, the wood stove is on, and what's happening is the house is very dry, the air in the house is dry, the leaves that form do not split. So you can actually look at that plant and determine if that plant made its leaf during the winter months or the summer months by looking at the amount of splitting on the foliage. Kind of neat, and it's the only plant that will do that. Again, that's the split leaf philodendron. Now, a plant that's very popular and very common is the ficus plant. And you can buy the ficus in a bush or as a tree. Now, the ficus is more delicate than your other plants. And what I recommend is, if you want a ficus, make sure that during the winter months, that ficus plant gets sun all day long. It's got to have the sun. It needs a house that's got humidity. So, not in a room with a wood stove, not in a room with forced hot air vents. And if what you have is a forced hot air vent system, then the only way that you can really help that plant to survive the winter, and it's possible, is get a big saucer, something 12 to 15 inches in diameter, fill it with gravel, set your pot on top of the gravel, and then what you do is every morning fill the tray with water. And during the day, the water will evaporate, create humidity around the plant, and misting of the foliage around the plant also helps a great deal. So those are a few. We got a few more. When we come back, we'll give you a few more plants that will do well as a present for any type of gardening friend that you have.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprints.com. That's greenprints.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east. but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, snow's in the forecast, and early in the week there's going to be a mess. So if you can get out today before the snow gets active, get your shopping done. That way you can sit at home and not have to worry about traveling in the mess that's on its way. We've been telling you about a trip we're planning to Alaska. And it's coming up. It's August 7th through the 19th. We are a little more than halfway filled. We'd love to have you join us. And if you would like to get some information, call Largay Travel. They're in Connecticut. They're handling all the traveling for us. And we've worked with them for several years, put together some great trips. But if you have always wanted to go to Alaska, this is your chance. The gardens that we are going to see, the states that we are going to see, the national park, the ice fields, and a lot more. Largay was able to get some great prices for you. It's the Royal Caribbean Reliance of the Sea, again, August 7th through the 19th. It includes Bouchard Gardens in Victoria. And Victoria is known as the Garden City. They have over 2,000 6-foot diameter hanging baskets, planters. The city is beautiful. It's clean. The garden itself is unbelievable. You're going to get to travel on the Alaskan Glass Dome train, spending a night and a day in Denali National Park. And you'll see why this national park is there. It's unbelievable, the wildlife, the animals. And we'd love to have you join us. We'll have seminars during the trip. We're going to spend time in Fairbanks and a lot more. So give them a call if you get a chance, 800-322-9481. Join us, and believe me, you will have a ball. Now, I got a couple more houseplants I want you to think about. If you're looking for something with some size, there is a plant called a yucca. And it's a plant that loves heat, loves the sun, and can go in a room with a wood stove, force hot air heat, and it's a plant that you literally cannot kill. And it grows like a sword. And they'll put 3, 4, or 5 plants into a pot, like a 2 foot, a 3, 4, 5, and it grows thick gray-green foliage. A plant similar is called Diffenbachia. And Diffenbachia is also nicknamed a corn plant. And again, they put big branches that could be 2 to 3 inches in diameter, several heights, 2, 3, 4, 5 feet, depending on what you want. The foliage of the the Dracaena, looks like corn. And it's a plant that will tolerate all ranges of temperatures, all types of light. It's easy to take care of, but it does not like wet feet. So if you have Dracaena, they also call it the cane plant. Go easy on the water. If it's yucca, go easy on the water. And both of these do great in the corner. They'll take indirect light. And during the winter, they can take full hot sun all day long. They're great for an office. They're great for your living room. They're no care at all. And I know that these are plants that will do well. But what I want you to do is start thinking about doing it now. Go to the garden center. Look at the plants. And talk with the people and say, listen, I'm afraid I'm going to kill this before I give it away for Christmas. Can I pay for them now? You take care of them. And I'll be back on Christmas Eve or a couple days before Christmas. I'll call you first. You can wrap them. And then I'll come and get them. And I can deliver them. And that way I won't have to worry about killing them. So do that. Work with your local greenhouse, garden center, nursery, and you'll have a carefree, easy holiday season.
I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.